Mint Mobile.
MMW2T Mobile. Good afternoon.
That too, sir. How's life treating you?
I just spent about eight hours on my feet over in Greenville working the Artosphere event today. And I'll be back tomorrow. I'm a glutton for punishment.
Good easy chair and a foot massager at home.
Yeah, but I don't have the foot massager, but a good hot shower with a vibrator shower will do it.
Now you're talking. As it is, I'm here at the stoplight of Brushy Creek Road in the Food Line. It's a very frenetic, buzzing place around here these days with all these cars.
I'm trying to get out of downtown Greenville. I was just about two blocks off of Main Street, and I had to weave my way back out of downtown Greenville onto 385 and then onto 85. And there was a wreck on the southbound side of 85 at one of the exits, and everybody on the right on the northbound side had to stop, take their looky-loos, and slow everything down. So anyway, and I'm about to reach the exit 63, the highway 290 exit, so I'll be getting off of there.
Stars, I used to live right off 63 in another life. Of course, it's all been developed since then. But, yeah, these days, at certain intersections, you can, make better time on a pair of roller skates.
I'm not taking the back roads back to my house, and I could have avoided the interstate entirely, or most of it anyway, so. But anyway, I am now getting off the interstate, so I'm going to go find me someplace down the road here and get something to eat, because the pack of crackers I had for lunch and one little taco is just about run out. So, and that was like at 12 o'clock today, so that's been 6 hours ago. And I've been on my feet ever since then. So, anyway, but pull off here and head down towards the Moore area, and somewhere along the way I'll find a restaurant to stop at.
You have plenty of choices off of 63, 290 there by now, so it's just whatever you're in the mood for.
I can have hamburgers, I can have pizzas, I can have chicken, I can have Cracker Barrel, I can have other chicken, I can have tacos, I can have several other Mexican restaurants. There's a couple of Chinese restaurants down here, Japanese restaurant. So I got lots of choices going down the road before I get to my house.
My single days before I moved into Greenville, I used to treat myself every Friday night to this Mexican place called El Mocajete. You know, for the money, you could really stuff your belly there, and I'd always order a Yumbo and a California quesadilla.
Yep, sounds like you had it all set up so you get what you wanted there. And, well, let's see here. Am I going to make this turn and go in here to Fuddruckers? I think I am. I'm going to go eat me a good hamburger tonight for supper. I think that's what I'm going to have because I don't feel like fixing anything when I get home. So I'm going to make the turn here and go in and come in the backside and get into Fuddruckers and get me a good burger here. I'm going to say 7-3s because I'm dealing with this traffic here at 290 in this intersection. So you take it easy, we'll talk to you later. W2T clear.
73 W2T is 73 on file. Rock and roll doggy. This is KO4RMM Mobile. Cruising on East North Street, about to hang a Lucy on Mitchell Road. 4RMM. Cruising Mitchell Road on the east side, looking at all the purty clouds in the sky. Hope they don't get too gnarly past this time. Coming home with 2 pounds of ground turkey. My wife and I are going to whip up some tacos deluxe.
4RMM, KO4NUE.
Deer Camp Chad.
Let's see, mushrooms and onions with Greek salad, Caesar salad, 2 steaks, butter and bread, olives, and asparagus, and Macaroni and cheese.
Tastes like we'll probably be there in 30.
Come on, bro. You too late.
What am I going to do, man? You're living in some high cotton.
Hey, bud.
Dad, I've been worse. I'm trying to fight this sleep apnea a little bit. It's kind of messing with me. Just not feeling, you know, I've lost a spring in my step. I'm not getting the O2 that I need at night. So I just had a sleep study a couple nights ago. See if I'm getting put on a BiPAP with some higher pressure. Hopefully that'll allow me to extract a reasonable amount of joy and quality out of my life. But right now, not so much. KO4 RMM.
I'm on a CPAP too. What are you struggling to? Have they given you a CPAP yet?
CPAP for 20 years, and I've got mine maxed out with pressure, but it's just not doing the trick anymore. So I'm hoping for some new equipment. Technician said they have the results of this past study back to me in 7-10 business days. So I'm hoping my study was conclusive. And they can get me back onto the right track, as Matt Foley used to say.
I know sleep, you know, you mess with a man's sleep, you messing with everything.
You constantly feel all washed out, man. It takes an act of Congress to make me get up and do something. And, you know, that's not how I want to be. My mind and my will and ambitions are telling me go, go, go. And my body's saying no, no, no.
Well, Kurt, it's nice talking to you, bud. I'm going to get on. I'm going to get dishes cleaned up. And then I think Columbo comes on tonight. So we're going to settle in and maybe watch the news and get ready for Columbo. That's exciting for us. Over.
Episode about the wine, the connoisseur, was probably my favorite Columbo episode. I could watch that one over and over. And I forget the name of the actor who played the villain in that one. Man, that was good watching.
Well, be safe. 73, KO4 NUE. I'll be clear, but...